Hey, thanks for that, Monica. Have a great day. 93KHJ. Hopefully you're having a good day and a good week so far as we wind down the month of April. Getting ready for May and some important stuff happening as it relates to the Department of Education. Talking with us about that, joining us by phone now is Deputy Director Roxanne Salavea. Good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm fine, thank you. Good morning, American Samoa.
Good morning, and thank you for coming on the program with us here, as I know a lot of people are curious about what's going to happen with the rest of the academic year, because we've been kind of used to the online learning, and that will be shifting to what is being presented as hybrid learning. And maybe you could share a little bit about that and kind of break that down for us.
Okay, sure. Thank you. So the hybrid learning basically consists of both face-to-face and virtual learning. So it's a combination of both.
Okay, and that sounds a little more complex than, okay, you the last 3 months, it's like you go and log into your Google Classroom, or, you know, if you're in a private school, you might have a different portal that you use. And that's Monday through Friday. But this, it sounds like it's a little bit different. Like some days you'll be doing online and other days you'll be doing in class. What should we know about that?
Okay. So with the hybrid plan, we have certain grade levels that will attend face-to-face. Like, for example, that was shared in the press conference. If you're from a if you're attending a small elementary school, grades 5 through 8 will be attending Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And when they're attending on face-to-face on Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays, the other days they will be at home doing online learning. So if there's actually learning throughout the week, it's just that Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're in person. And Tuesdays and Fridays, they're conducting instructions online. So that's what I mean when I say it's a combination of both. So some days you're face-to-face instructions, and other days you're at home doing virtual or online instructions.
Okay, so what about the lower grades, like ECE, kindergarten, levels 1 through 4?
Yeah, sure. So after much consideration, we decided to propose for ECE and the lower grade levels K-4 to continue virtual learning, only because this age group, most of them are not eligible for the COVID vaccination. So, you know, the Department of Health, one of its priorities is safety. So knowing that this certain age group is not eligible for the vaccine, that's how we came up with the decision to have them continue the virtual learning from home.
Okay, so you've covered the lower levels. Now, what about high school, 8th through 12th grade? Is there anything we should know about that?
So 8th grade is actually with elementary levels. So for the high schools, yes. High schools are basically the same thing. So, you know, with consideration to the emergency declaration, we're looking at you know, how we can refrain from having too many people on campus. So, you know, as planned in the hybrid schedule, we have level 9 attending on Mondays, level 10 attending on Tuesdays, level 11 attending on Wednesdays, and the most important group, the 12th graders, will be attending Thursday and Friday, you know, face-to-face. Like I mentioned earlier, if you're not on campus face-to-face, you're at home doing virtual learning. So if I'm a 9th grader, I only come to school on Mondays. Now for Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, I'm at home doing virtual learning.
And then Tuesday, so Tuesday, if you're a 10th grader, you go to school that day only?
Yes, on that day only. And then Mondays, you know, Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, you would be online.
Okay. And then we just walk this through. So what about Wednesday? Who goes to school on Wednesday?
The 11th graders in high school.
And then you have Thursday and Friday paired together?
Yes, for the seniors.
Okay, so if you're a senior, you don't go to school just one day. You go to school 2 days, Thursday and Friday.
Just Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay. And I beg your pardon. I said eighth grade was, I lumped that in with high school, but you have that a little bit differently. Can you tell us what grades 5 through 8 look like?
Okay. So for the grades 5 through 8 for the small elementary schools, when I say small elementary schools, I'm referring to schools with small attendance, student enrollment. So for the small elementary schools, the grades 5, 6, 7, and 8 attend 3 week, 3 days per week, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. These are the small schools, level 5 through 8. So if I mention small schools, we're looking at levels 5 through 8. It could be a total of 18 students altogether, up to 75 students altogether of those grade levels. They will be attending 3 times a week. For the big elementary schools, these are the elementary schools with large student enrollments. So I'm looking at 200 to about 500. They are the ones that are broken down into grade levels to attend 1 day a week. So, for example, level 5 will attend face-to-face on Mondays. Level 6 will attend face-to-face on Tuesdays. Level 6 will attend face-to-face on Thursdays. And level 7 on Wednesday. And level 8 will attend Thursday and Friday. So again, the focus is on level 8 because they will be transitioning into the high school levels.
So level 8 gets 2 days, kind of like the seniors, huh?
Yes.
All right, that makes sense. Now, if somebody is listening in right now, and this is a lot of information that we're just speaking about, but to actually see a written document, maybe it kind of breaks it down, do you have something like this on your Facebook page, the DOE Facebook page, that explains all of this?
Yes, we do. It's on our Facebook page as well as our DOE website, and it goes into details, including preventive and mitigation strategies. So if the public or any parent or guardian wants to the full detail and just a breakdown, they're welcome to visit our DOE website as well as the Facebook page.
And then you will also be speaking on KVZK about this tomorrow. Can you tell us when we can check that out and what the name of the program is?
We'll contact our the task force. They're
okay.
The ones who are putting all this community outreach together to share this information with the public.
Okay, I see. But I have in my notes here that there is going to be a program that will be aired tomorrow, so if folks want to check that out. And then will principals also be speaking out? Will they be contacting the parents and kind of letting them know too on a local level?
Yes, so the schools have been assigned to work with their leadership teams or their teams at the school level to contact parents, share the information and what's going to happen starting next week, Monday on May 2nd. So, yes, the principals and counselors are doing a really good job in getting the information out. And I know some of the schools have their respective Facebook pages, too, that they'll share this information. And, you know, parents are welcome to contact their respective schools if they have more questions in detail about the first day of school on Monday. And they're welcome to call the main office as well.
Okay. So there are people that will answer the phone there that are staffed at the schools, even though school's not in session and hasn't been. You still have personnel that are there?
Yeah. So there are staff members at each school site. You know, they're following their staggered schedule. So someone should be there to pick up the phone and attend to your questions.
Okay. But as far as the scheduling, just look for DOE, American Samoa Department of Education. Just throw that in the Facebook search engine, and you can pretty much identify with the official page, the official DOE page there. And you have all of this broken down into spreadsheets and on a school by or a grade by grade basis, right?
Yes.
Okay, now Roxanne, this is Deputy Director Roxanne Salavea talking with us on behalf of DOE. So we're talking about DOE schools. Now that is a large chunk of the student population on the island, but there are also a number of private schools. You got your Manamalos, South Pacific Academy, Pacific Horizons. What do things look like for them?
Okay, they're welcome to follow the hybrid plan that we have in place, or they can have a plan created at their school site. But then again, with the emergency declaration, we have to follow the protocols and get those proposals into the task force, EOC office for their review and approval. So, I just want to inform all private schools that if you're interested to go back to face in-person learning, we follow the protocols that are set by the EOC and task force by just submitting your proposal and have them review it and, get back to you on that. It's the same thing that DOE had to do. Everything was put into a proposal for Honorable Lieutenant Governor Gar and, EOC to review and look at before approving. So they would have to go through the same process. And they're welcome to follow the framework that we have on the DOE page and the Facebook page.
Okay, so it sounds like most of them have done that already, and hopefully the task force can review that, and you don't want to be that one private school that everybody else is back to school, and They're sitting on my paperwork, and I can't get back in session, so hopefully they review that.
Yes.
All right. Well, Roxanne, thank you so much for clarifying. I know I threw a lot of questions at you that probably might have gone off script, but important info here. As school kind of drives everything here in American Samoa, if schools gets canceled, then everything else kind of gets canceled. But school heading back in session, this hybrid learning plan. So is there anything else that you think is important to let our listeners know while we've got you on the phone here, Deputy?
Yes, I just want to encourage the parents and the guardians to, support the hybrid plan. I know there's a lot of uneasy and uncomfortable feelings, which is understandable, but we want to encourage everyone. We have to make that first step into getting back into the normalcy of things, not let the virus control us, but work around it and make things work. It's all the betterment for our students. So, like our theme says, our students deserve our best. And so, we just ask for the support from the parents to have their children attend face-to-face, you just don't want me to leave anyone behind. But, on that note, I would just like to say thank you, KHJ, John, on behalf of DOE Director Telawenya Dr. Aseli Samasoni Aseli, for giving us this opportunity to share with you and the public more about the DOE hybrid plan. Bafdai Lava.
No worries. Thank you, Deputy Roxanne. And please say hi to Dorian for us, too. Take care.
I will.
All right.
Thank you, you too.
Bye now. All right. 93 KHJ checking in now with Fox News.